Jeff Langman joined here today by Bree Kiger of the Carroll Tigers. She's going to be heading to Central College to continue her wrestling career. Bree, congratulations on the decision. And I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun. So looking forward to kind of following you in that wrestling career there at Central.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited for it.
You and I were talking here before the interview. You've had some injury issues throughout your career, but the love of wrestling has never wavered through any of that, has it?
I don't think so. I think, if anything, that I always come back stronger after all those injuries.
Why do you think that is? Is it just a mentality thing that you learned from a family member, or why do you feel like that love for wrestling and your mentality of wrestling and being better has always worked for you?
To me, I feel like wrestling almost just runs in my blood. I don't want to say it like that, but my dad wrestled in college. My uncle wrestled in college. And like my grandpa also, they all wrestled in college. So I come from a family of wrestlers. And I really enjoyed the sport. And when it was first sanctioned and I decided to try it, I don't think I ever thought it would be as powerful to me as it has been. And I've really enjoyed it. And because I've been injured so much, I feel like I just haven't had the full ability to show what I'm capable of.
Did you do much with wrestling coming from a wrestling family before it got sanctioned and you thought you would give it a chance, or did you really just pick it up, once it got sanctioned?
I really just picked it up once it got sanctioned. I mean, I grew up around it. My uncle was the coach at Winterset, so every once in a while we'd go and support him. And watch him and my dad every year. We used to live in Des Moines, so he used to take me down and we'd watch the state tournament. But otherwise, like, I'd never wrestled AAU. I never did club wrestling, so not until high school. And then when it was sanctioned, that's when I first ever started to wrestle. And you definitely could tell it was my first time wrestling that year.
Did you feel like you picked it up fairly quickly, though, with as much as you had watched wrestling?
I don't really think so. I feel like even as a little kid, like, it just didn't fully process to me what was going on. It really took actually working on stuff and working with all the amazing partners that I had to get to where I am. And so I don't think I actually showed like big growth until I worked hard during the summertime.
When did you start to think, you know what, I'm getting better, this might be something I want to do next level?
I think it really started my end of freshman year. I never thought I'd make it to state. I knew I wanted to keep wrestling, but I didn't really think I'd be that good at it. And then I got into sophomore year, and there was just a huge bump in, like, how well I was wrestling. I was still losing to good people, but not like I was before. And then there was just an even bigger jump between my sophomore and junior year, and another big jump between junior and senior year. And I think just seeing how much progress I've made in 4 years made me realize maybe I'm capable of even more, and I just haven't gotten to see it yet.
That progress you made sounds like a lot of that came from work you did in the summer and the off season.
Oh, absolutely.
Talk me through a little bit of what those summers were like and the dedication you had to getting better at your craft.
Well, between my freshman and sophomore year, I'd go into open mat, and there was really no one there to work with. So my dad was there, so I'd just hand fight with him. And that's actually how I got better at hand fighting. So now I have at least good enough defense and offense on my feet so that I can move people around. And that was just like the start of my progression. I also went to a few camps that year, so I went out to Grandview. And then junior year, I joined club wrestling, and that also made a ton of helped me make my progress. And I went to a few more camps. I actually went down to Kansas City, and I went to a Tony Perler week-long camp, which also had a ton of help, I'd say. And just continuing with club and just wanting to work hard at the sport has really helped me.
When did the recruiting process get underway for you then? Did anybody notice you at any of these camps you went to and talk to you? Or when did you kind of start to hear from college coaches, or did you start to reach out to them first?
I started hearing after I placed eighth at state my junior year. That's when the Central coach actually started reaching out to me, was, I believe, around that springtime. And then right before my senior year, my club coach actually has connections to the Wartburg coach. So he also was able to reach out to me.
So what were some of those early conversations like? And were you surprised that you were hearing from wrestling coaches, or did you kind of start to expect it with the success that you were having?
The early conversations were just like, what are you looking for in a school? And are you still planning to continue wrestling? And I really wasn't expecting all this. It felt like, I won't say it felt like it was thrown at me, but at the same time, I just wasn't expecting anyone to notice me. To me, I'm just a wrestler who's had a little bit of success. And it was kind of shocking to me to hear from anybody. But once I got to talking to them, I realized something about them isn't necessarily that they care whether you want to wrestle for them or not, but they really want to see like the sport grow as a whole. So even if you don't want to wrestle in college, they want the sport to grow. So you could maybe be a future coach or something along those lines to help the sport in the future.
Well, your dad's a coach. Is that something you've thought about for a future for you?
A little bit. I really like helping the girls. I don't think I have the best technique to be able to fully coach yet. And my dad honestly didn't want to coach in the first place. It was kind of because I didn't think we'd have one, and I was a little worried about that. So I was like, you should go out and help me. And he did. And I really liked having him work with me because then I can see like different perspectives of coaching between like all the coaches. And then I myself have kind of stepped up a little bit to be able to help the girls. And I really like the aspect of helping, especially when I was injured. They'd watch film with me and I'd help them work through stuff.
How much did that help you become a better wrestler to have to sit there and watch film and maybe even break down the things you needed to improve on?
I honestly, at the time, I would tell you, oh, that didn't help at all. I just sat there. But like looking back at it now, by understanding how other people are like, maybe not other people's mistakes, but like just mistakes I see while watching or like how could you improve from it? That just kind of made my brain think a little bit more, how can I improve my wrestling? Not just have my teammates improve, but how can I improve? And I think that's helped me wrestle better, is just to sit and think about it.
As you were doing that this year, you know, you were still being recruited. How did you find time to start breaking down which of the schools you wanted to visit and were interested in? Because you had told me before the interview as well, early on, you weren't even looking at a school to go wrestle.
Yeah, early on, I didn't actually start searching for colleges until the start of my senior year. So initially I just went up to one school and I was like, it was too big of a school. And when I was there, I realized I really missed wrestling and I didn't want to miss that opportunity. And then I found Wartburg and Central, two schools for that I could wrestle at. And I really liked both of them, but I never got my official Central visit until earlier this spring. So I only had my visit to Wartburg, which I really liked it there. And then I went to the Central Scholar Day. And then I kind of took a break from watching like colleges and stuff. I just wanted to focus on myself for wrestling season. And now that it's over, I went back to both colleges and I decided to make my final decision.
What led you to the decision of Central over Wartburg? As you said, you enjoyed it, but you also know people and enjoyed being at Central as well.
I think a big part of it was that Central is a little bit closer. And I already know some people there. And I think a big part of it is also I got to meet my teammates. So I got to actually connect with them before the season even started, before I officially was a part of the team. And I felt like I was a part of the team already, like I belonged. And then I got to see like other aspects of stuff they do. And they just told me some cool things that they do is like team bonding. And the coach, he's big on education as well, which is a huge thing. I don't want my whole college career to be focused on wrestling. I want it to also allow me to focus on education. And that was one of the coach's big things, is we want you to focus on school. Don't make wrestling everything.
We will talk about that education here in a moment, but you also mentioned you know some of the girls. Your high school team at Emma Daniels is going there. Julia Canny, who you wrestled with at Carroll, is also there as well. So how much of an impact did that have on you going there, and how many conversations did you have with those two young ladies about, you know, all of you being at Central?
I think it had a pretty decent impact. I know Julia was super excited especially when she found out, like, just thrilled. And I know I had talked to her quite a few times beforehand. She actually came up to Carroll, and me and Emma Daniels had multiple conversations as well, because she was kind of between Central and one other school. And we just kind of talked, and we were like, this would be awesome if we could get the trio together and just have so much fun being part of a team again.
When did you make that decision and reach out to the Central coaches to let them know you're coming?
Well, I decided last week on Thursday, actually, is when I made my official visit. And then and I reached out to Jaime before that, and I was like, hey, I'm planning to come up during spring break because I'd really like to make my official decision and see the campus and see what it's like. And he actually took his whole day off just to, like, take me around the campus and give me a tour, which was really cool, and just, like, explain how, like, the sport, like, how doing school and doing a sport work together, which was really nice. And I got to meet the teammates, and then I decided, like, the Monday after, I, like, really weighed in my decisions because it was hard. Both were amazing schools, but at the end of the day, I chose Central.
So your coach talked to you about wanting the education to be important. You know what you want to do, but you were kind of telling me before the interview that you may change your mind. So even though the education part's really important to you, you're not 100% for sure right now if this is what you want to do, but you do have an idea what you want to do in the future.
Yeah, I'm planning to focus on social work and hopefully work with kids in the future. And that's what I want to do because I love to help people, but I'm not great with science, so I thought that's a great way to do it. But, I mean, I still have all those classes to take to decide, is this really what I want to do?
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun with you three over at Central College. It's been a blast getting to cover you here and getting to interview you so many times here in high school. So congratulations on making that decision. Appreciate you joining us here today, and I'm looking forward to following your career.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much, Jeff.
You bet. Bree Kiger again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, she's headed to Central College over again to finish up her wrestling career as well as her education.